In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's Gospel, our Lord brings to fulfillment the writing of the prophet Isaiah of the arrival of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, who brings glad tidings to the poor, salvation, liberty to captives, freeing them from the bondage of Satan, recovery of sight to the blind, that all may recognize and see the Messiah, and to bring a year acceptable to the Lord. And it's clearly stated in the Gospel, as these people in the synagogue are listening to Jesus, they were amazed and gracious, amazed at his gracious words, amazed at his words and accepting these words. But then a change comes, and that is when Jesus begins to address their lack of faith in him and their hardness of heart. And in this they become infuriated and angry. In which our Lord is reflecting that his salvific mission will be extended not just to the Jewish people, but to all people, that his mission, the mission of salvation, will be extended in using the examples of Elijah and Elisha, God's salvific mission will be extended to all people, his redemptive mission will be extended to all people. And at this, they are infuriated and try to hold Jesus over the cliff. It's just as a reminder to us, what we inherited, we should never take for granted, that God's grace and mercy has been given to us in His Son Jesus Christ, and that we want to fully cooperate with the graces that God gives us each day, to be more fully conformed to Christ, to be more fully striving to imitate Jesus and to follow Him ever more faithfully. That we want to be faithful to what we have received, and to show that in our joyfully following Christ and striving to conform to Him today, each day, that we might reflect that which we have received, and that we must always guard our hearts and never let our hearts in any way be contaminated with any sentiment that could separate us from Christ. Today I offer a votive mass in honor of the guardian angels. It's it's been an old custom in our order on Mondays to say, Mondays that are free, to say a mass in honor of the guardian angels. And it's a wonderful way to remind ourselves and remind myself at the beginning of the week to be attentive to my guardian angels, his inspirations, his guidance, his assistance, to turn to him for help in protection from physical harm or spiritual harm, to be aware of the presence of the guardian angel in our daily life, that we often forget or truly underuse our guardian angel. Several saints had the privilege of seeing their guardian angel, St. Padre Pio, St. Francis of Rome, St. Faustina, St. Gemma Galgani, are just a few of the saints who had the grace to see their guardian angels and have visible contact with them and be able to converse with them and speak with them. And St. Gemma Galgani specifically, she writes about her experiences with her guardian angel. Her guardian angel assisted her by bringing her letters to her spiritual director who lived in another city. And he would often give her spiritual counsel, reminding her that those who belong to Jesus must also suffer. That those who are dear to Jesus must also suffer. And she would also, the guardian angel would also tell her, when she even committed a small fault or imperfection, her guardian angel will say, "Are you not ashamed to do this in my presence?" And once she committed it was not even a venial sin, it was an imperfection. She doesn't state what that imperfection was, she said her guardian angel stared at her that whole day with such disappointment that it crushed her heart It crushed her spirit, seeing how her guardian angel was so disappointed in her from that. And she says it was a defect, a imperfection, not even really a venial sin, but yet her guardian angel was so disappointed at her and stared at her that whole day in such a way that it crushed her heart and crushed her spirit, And it's just a reminder to us how we have an angel to be with us, to protect us from physical harm, spiritual harm, temptations, and so forth. St. Teresa of Avila also writes about, in her autobiography, in a situation in which the sisters were in a carriage, and that carriage was very close. The road that the carriage was on was on a road that was going around a mountain and on a cliff. And one of the wheels actually became detached during that time. And the wagon, the carriage miraculously was protected, and St. Teresa of Avila gave the credit to the guardian angels protecting them and watching over them. And so it's just a reminder to us to turn to our guardian angel this week, be attentive to his inspirations to help us on that path to be ever more pleasing to God and to be ever more conformed in following Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.